Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Watertown Fire Rescue was called to a fire early this morning in the McKinley Trailer Court. A mom and two children were able to escape and there were no injuries reported. When fire crews got to the scene a little past midnight, they saw flames coming out the front windows and thick black smoke coming from the windows in the rear of the home at 211 Karstens Drive. They were able to limit the fire damage to the kitchen and living room, but the rest of the home had extensive smoke damage and is considered a total loss. Firefighters were on the scene for about an hour and a half. Well, blaze orange will be a popular color across the prairies of South Dakota this weekend as the pheasant hunting season opens up. Tourism Department Secretary Jim Hagan says people come from all over the country to South Dakota in the fall to hunt birds.
Oh, it's great. I was just on a plane, I have to tell you, Mike, last week, and I think I was the only one on the plane who wasn't speaking with a southern accent. I was surrounded by hunters who were coming to hunt at our lodges from Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Arkansas, and Texas. And I literally was the only one on the plane from South Dakota, and they were all excited to come here.
Hagan says pheasant hunters come here because South Dakota offers an environment they cannot find anywhere else.
We may have yearly challenges when it comes to those pheasant counts, those brood counts, but this is by far the nation's best pheasant hunting period. No one even comes close to us. And the thing that we stay really focused on as a department is looking at the number of birds harvested year after year. So if you want to go back to even 2014 and looking at 1.1 million birds harvested, up to last year, we were close to 1 million birds harvested. No other state comes close to that. You're going to come here, you're going to find there's 52 birds for every hunter. Per hunter, you're going to harvest about 9.5 birds. So it's just a great experience.
And it's not just the hunters that benefit, but Main Street businesses too.
Every business, like you said, from Main Street diners to gas stations to hotels, motels, campgrounds, bed and breakfasts, everybody benefits. So, and it's just always fun to have them here. And consistently year after year after year, we hear from these hunters too by the dozens and dozens just saying, even if they didn't get as many birds as they wanted to, they say the experience in your state is second to none. Being able to get out into those wide open fields, those blue skies, to breathe your fresh air, to be with our family, to have our dogs with us, it's just the best experience in the world.
The pheasant hunting season runs through January 5th. Mitchell Mayor Bob Everson says the Corn Palace in that city has a new director that's been chosen.
After interviewing all the candidates, we made a selection and chose Doug Greenway as the next Corn Palace director, and he graciously accepted the offer, and we will put it before the council this Monday at the meeting for approval. If they approve it, he will take office and begin his job on November 4th.
Everson says Greenway is somewhat familiar with Corn Palace operations because he has served on the city's entertainment board in the past.
What played a factor in his selection is he had a great, a lot of energy in his interview, a lot of good ideas. He did bring up that he was on the Corn Palace board previously, and Doug's been with Mitchell Technical Institute for, 17 to 20 years or somewhere in that neighborhood, and he was in charge of setting up their facility for use, the amphitheater. So he had that experience, budgeting experience.
If approved by the city council, Greenway will replace Scott Schmidt, who resigned in August to take a teaching job at Dakota Wesleyan University. Doug Greenway, by the way, is the uncle of former Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway. A new environmental study from the National Pork Board shows that pig farms are generating less manure nutrient content associated with odor. Data was gathered from more than 106,000 samples at 182 farms that showed significant reductions in ammonia levels and manure nutrient content. SDSU Extension swine specialist Dr. Bob Taller says it's a system-type approach that's led to those improvements reducing odors. improving feed efficiencies and increasing profitability for pork producers.
When we have better genetics, when we have better nutrition, when we do a better job inside the barn, keeping that pig's environment much closer to its environmental temperature requirements. When we have healthy pigs working with our veterinarians and other professionals, when all those things come into place, that means those nutrients that the pig eats can all go into pork production and not trying to keep it warm or fighting a disease challenge or anything like that.
Toller says the study also shows a reduction of 22% in ammonia levels. Well, Microsoft is investing $1.5 million to help build a fully automated farm in North Dakota. Microsoft President Brad Smith made the announcement Thursday during an event at the company's Fargo campus. Smith says Microsoft will provide technology and experts to help develop the so-called Grand Farm Project. The farm will include a mix of robotics, online systems, and driverless vehicles. It's being led by Emerging Prairie, a Fargo nonprofit that assists young entrepreneurs. Construction on the 40-acre plot south of Fargo is scheduled to begin next year. The National Corn Growers is working to help keep honeybees healthy. Members recently attended the annual meeting of the Honeybee Health Coalition and talked about small steps that can be taken to support honeybee health, such as planting of pollinator habitat on unused land on the farm, such as grass near farm buildings or on marginal lands like CRP. Bruce, South Dakota honey producer Brett Ady appreciates their support.
He's improved just about all yields, even on your auto-pollinated plants. And, you know, a corn grower may get a direct benefit, but there's never a guy that just grows corn. He has another crop and another crop that he rotates with that gets huge benefits with bees. I mean, there's study after study that show bees increase soybean yield between, you know, 15% to 40%, depends on the environmental conditions. The same thing with sunflowers and canola.
AD says agriculture and wildlife all benefit from healthy honeybees.
CRP land is good. The waterways is good. And anytime you can get more diversity of flowers on the landscape, it's a win for the honeybees and for wildlife. And, you know, for a lot of the beneficial insects, you know, the one thing a lot of people don't think of, when you've got good health for bees, you've got good health for a lot of the beneficial insects that will get rid of your parasitic insects.
The National Corn Growers Association is working with honey producers despite the fact that corn production does not require pollination from bees. Well, the situation in Syria between U.S. forces, the Kurds, and the Turks is fluid and confusing. South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds says a negotiated ceasefire right now is the best outcome. U.S. planes bombed an abandoned base to keep supplies away from the warring parties. Rounds says that was also part of the plan.
Based upon the amount of time they had, certain items could be taken with us and certain items would simply be destroyed. So based upon the time that was involved, the decision was made to destroy it rather than take the risk of having it fall into anybody else's hands at the time. So it was a very short period of time, but it was one that there was communication that was going on with the Turks at that point as well.
The Turks and Kurds agreed to a 5-day ceasefire brokered by Vice President Mike Pence, but reports from the area indicated shelling was continuing. That's a look at what's happening today. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.